you done know. I tell a man's not hot,
man's not.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot,
never hot.
I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Man can never be hot,
never hot.
Perspiration ting.
Oh man. Bogan friends. It is Moke and the lemon gum drop. You know, crazy shit. I'm chilling, you know. I'm sleeping. I'm like, I don't have shit to do today. I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna catch up on some anime. Yada, yada, yada. So, on days I don't do shit, I'm not a big sleep-in person. So, I have my alarm set for 7 because I'm an old nigga. I get up. I make some rounds. Home by 8 o'clock. Eat some oatmeal. But in the midst, before all this shit, because I got carried away. Before all this shit, as I wake up, I always have my window open. And I hear it's raining. First thing I think is, fuck. Did I roll my window up? And I was like, yeah, because it's a hot box. So I was like, cool. But you know, you still have that doubt. And then I had to pee. And I'm one, like, I hate, like, holding my pee. So as I'm about to get up out of bed, I realized something. It's 38 degrees. It's cold as fuck. Like, bone fucking chilling cold. Like, your joints hurt, all that shit type cold. So, I mean, I still get up. I was going to go kick it with my boy today. We were going to go see Thor. I'm not really big on the comic book shit. But I was like, nope. It's too cold to be doing shit today. I am going to chillax in the house. And I am going to just chill. Looked at the weather. Crazy thing the weather said. 38 degrees today. 50% chance of rain. And tomorrow, it'll be 75 degrees. What the fuck is going on? Why is West Texas like this? This is fucking horrible. Now, I hate the wintertime, but today got me prepared. And I realized it is not that bad. 38 degrees sucked, but once you, you know, get it jumping and moving, it ain't that bad. But I will say, I mean, I can't really say I just been jumping and moving today because I've been fucking asleep. I went and got a Whopper. No, I went and got the new farmhouse burger, and the lady looked at me baffled because the burger comes with eggs. Me, I am not allergic to eggs, but the texture of eggs just makes me throw up every time. And so I see the burger, I didn't know it had eggs, and then I looked and I saw it, and I was like, hey, can I get that farmhouse burger but with no eggs? And she was like, what? Like, literally. Like, she literally looked at me and was like, what? And the guy next to me was like, nah, man, trust me. It's delicious. And she was like, why you want to get the burger with no eggs? And I was like, oh, man, you know, I'm allergic to eggs. It fucks you up. And she was like, oh. And then he was like, well, it's basically just like a double Whopper with onions. He lied. Because it had barbecue sauce. It had bacon. And I'm not big on pork, but it had bacon. And it had like, I don't know if it was like a crunchy onion or the bacon was just that fucking crisp. But it was a big burger, but I was pretty smacked and hungry. And when I ate it, it was one of those burgers where I was like, fuck, I should have either got a meal or I should have gotten two, maybe two. But then I thought to myself, Moke, maybe you're overeating if you do all that. But anyway, a little bit about what I've been doing. I've actually picked up on my own will, and I started, shout out Will, and I started reading the Bible, all right? I started on Genesis, and I have questions, like, it says God created the heaven and earth, cool, but how come it doesn't talk about, like, the other galaxies and just the other planets and, you know, other shit, you know, but I gotta keep going, you know, like, my attention span on reading kind of sucks. So I do like maybe a verse or two a night, you know what I'm saying? But today I kind of went ham. But today what I realized, like, reading from the beginning is kind of slow. But then I talked to some people. They told me different shit to read. And I kind of jump around, you know, Psalms, Job, Roman. You know, I'm trying to get some things in perspective. You know what I mean? Trying to get the Moke Man to be, you know, a better human being. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's all it is, you know. Oh, man. Shout out Samantha. She's out there on a road trip. But, sorry. I have this lemon drop, and I'm not even going that story. But, yeah, just some little shit, you know. I just really want to bitch about the weather, but it ain't that bad, you know what I'm saying? But it's just crazy that, I don't know, I'm just a tropical nigga, I guess, you know. But my family's from the Virgin Islands, so I guess that blood carried over to the young king. And I guess, you know, I got that shit too. All right, man, Moke and Friends, I'm out this motherfucker, man. Holla, peace.